Hey, just before we get to a break, the Prime Minister has just announced that we are doing a diplomatic boycott of the China Games. So athletes will go, officials will not. Here's what the PM said.
It will come as no surprise that the Australian government will not be sending any official representatives to the forthcoming Winter Games in China. For some time, people have been very aware that we have been raising a number of issues that have not been received well in China, and there's been a disagreement between us on those matters. We have always been open to meet with the Chinese government to talk about their concerns, whether it's their concerns with our foreign interference legislation or other foreign investment rules, where Australia takes a very strong stand, standing up for Australia's interests. They've been very critical of Australia in our efforts to ensure that we have a strong national defence force, particularly in relation, most recently, to our decision to acquire nuclear-powered submarines. But, of course, the human rights abuses in Xinjiang and the many other issues that Australia has consistently raised. We have been very pleased and very happy to talk to the Chinese government about these issues, and there's been no obstacle to that occurring on our side. But the Chinese government has consistently not accepted those opportunities for us to meet about these issues. So it is not surprising, therefore, that Australian government officials would therefore not be going to China for those games. Australian athletes will, though. Australia's a great sporting nation, and I very much separate the issues of sport and these other political issues. They're issues between two governments, and I would like to see those issues resolved, but they are not resolved.
Okay, so that's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, only a few moments ago, announcing formally that we are following the lead of the United States and imposing a diplomatic boycott on the Winter Olympics, which are due to get underway in Beijing in February. We'll take a break.